podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
When I wake up in the morning, all I want to do is let my soul shine. Enjoying my time. And everything's fine. But then I'm caught up with the worries of the days I thought I left behind. They're caught in my mind. And now I don't know where to turn to. It don't seem like I went and messed it all up. Don't it seem like I went and filled up my cup too much. But at least I try to keep on pushing with the pain inside. Every time I hear a name, every time I play the game, every sign I see is the same. It drives me insane.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug, command for the call. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. cruel tales. Keep to the code and tell no lies. Dead men fall behind. Raise the colors high and hoist the sails. Dead men tell no tales. The brisket and run a man through. Give no corn or rinse a locker for you. Whisper not a word, spoken but a sound. Living by the sword till Jack Ketch comes around. Changing the wind, horizon the tide. Set sail for adventure with the devil by your side. The devil by your side. The devil by your side.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to episode number 619 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, right here on PRockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.com, and KFGD 107.1, St. Louis, Missouri. We also are being broadcast newly from Scotland on XRPRadio.co.uk, formerly of Birmingham, United Kingdom. They made a recent move to Scotland. They're in the Highlands. I don't know exactly where. I'll get back to you on that. RootRootRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California. AltRockRadio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania on BuildTheScene.com/radio. And with me tonight is Xander Damos. What's up, Xander?
Hello. How you doing, Bill? Good to see you again.
You as well. We played some. Would you call it messenger tag?
We did, yeah.
It's not really phone tag anymore, but
no, it's not. It's not.
So Xander, I met. Wow, it probably was 2012 ish.
Yeah, yeah. It was right 11 or 12. You're right around there.
And you played one of the Pennsylvania Rock Show anniversaries. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And out on the Island Ball Field stage.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you have a lot going on. We were talking off the air. And yep. Let's start out with the bands that you're currently playing in.
Sure. First and foremost is my band, XDB, Xander Damos Band, whatever you want to call it. I hadn't been doing anything with that for a while. It wasn't just because of COVID or anything like that. It was just because I hadn't been motivated, honestly. And I know that some people take breaks here and there and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I did take a little bit of a break, with that. Now though, I have a couple bands going on. So I do have XDB back in full swing, writing new material for another record. And then I have, a cover band called Exit the Arena, which band I was in years ago called Into the Arena. We did another shot at it called Back to the Arena. It didn't work out, unfortunately. And then now we're Exit the Arena. So this is sort of like the third part of the trilogy, if you want to call it that. There's another band I have called Gods of Aliens. That we do original and cover stuff. And then after that, I mean, I've been helping some other bands out, you know, kind of as a hired gun. My friends at 18 at Heart, I just did a benefit show with them and we have some other things coming up with them, as well. And then I know one thing that we never got a chance to talk about because I wasn't as active, but, 5 years ago, I actually toured with Ripper Owens, which was a lot of fun. I was in a band in Baltimore called Ghost of War, and very cool band, great bunch of guys, great, great talent in there. And, we were actually Ripper's touring band for that little, he did like what was called Unleashed in the Northeast tour. We did like 3 weekends, you know, like, so one of them was actually rather long. It was like a Thursday through Sunday. So we, you know, 4 days in a row and all that. So, I kept myself active, I guess you could say, as a mercenary, so to speak. I was working with James Rivera from Hellstar and Seven Witches. I mean, he was in some other bands too. You know, he definitely like kind of like a singer for hire kind of guy. But then he had some projects. One of them was called Denim and Leather, which was like a classic, like, you know, early 80s metal thrash, you know, kind of stuff. And then he did a solo solo work. And I think that might have been the last time I talked to you was when I did a solo gig with him. I think it was called Warriors of Metal. It was over in Columbus. And that was like 2013, somewhere around there. And, but ever since then, you know, I tried to stay active. I did concentrate a lot on my business and my work, which is all, you know, software and, you know, crap like that. Not as fun as music, you know, killing the rock star vibe there. But anyway, yeah, but the bands are going well. I've stayed active and I've been enjoying it again. For a while there, I wasn't enjoying it. I'll completely admit it. But it's fun again because it's like new people to play with, and you know, so loving it right now.
You were telling me it's a different lineup in XDB.
XDB, yeah, it's so there's a newcomer. His name is Brendan Callahan. He is the other guitar player / keyboard player. Phenomenal kid. He's not even 21 yet. He's gonna be 21 in July, right before we open for Striper in Warrendale at Jurgles. So he's gonna be.
Freshly allowed in the building.
Well, he was already there for Firehouse. I mean, you know, that's all ages show. But they put the band wristband on him. I don't know if they actually went and, you know, checked his ID. They just said, "Oh, you're with the band. Okay, cool." Paul Ricciuti is the bass player for my band. You know, he plays in Half Wheel, plays with Chain Reaction. I think a couple of other bands too. And then Guy Cole is the drummer for that band. He is in Steel City Crew, and he's played with some other bands around the area as well. So them, you know, Steel City Crew being a Motley Crue tribute band, really good band. So, you know, and then Exit the Arena has another newcomer. His name is Denny Thompson. He's our singer. He is incredible. Just awesome range, really good personality on stage. And that also includes Brendan and Guy from XDB. So there's a little bit of like overlap there. And then we have a bass player. His name is Greg Allen Smith. He's great, great guy. And then we're playing the Rib Fest on the Butler Rib Fest on 5/27. So next weekend, I guess, is that? Yeah, somewhere. It's getting, yeah. We're getting close. Yeah, we're getting close to that. And so we got a couple of rehearsals going on for that because we're doing kind of a long set list for that. And so those are the three main ones. Again, I'm just trying to keep busy, you know, and helping out with other, you know, groups and stuff like that if they need it. I still record. I have the unfortunate thing is though, I have about like, you know, 40 2/3 of the way recorded songs. You know, the one I'm closest to releasing, there's a singer in the area. Her name is Jennifer Martyr. And she's incredible. She's got such a wicked range and everything. And her and I actually did a cover of Judas Rising from Judas Priest years ago. And I had switched computers. I'd switched software. Like I had a Mac and then I got a new one. And what ended up happening was I got a, I was using Pro Tools and I had to actually get all that stuff back off my Pro Tools cloud and all that stuff. And you'd think with, you know, me being a software guru and stuff like that, it was like, it would have been easy, but there was a whole bunch of licensing issues that I had to deal with. So I use Logic and I use Studio One now. And so I had to actually go back. So I just got Judas Rising back on my new Mac laptop and with Logic and imported everything in. And the only reason I never released it is because I hated the guitar solo on it. I recorded a scratch solo that I thought sounded cool at the time. And when I went back, I was like, man, it sounds tinny and it just sounded off. Like the rhythm stuff was really solid, you know. And different people. Jeff Morris, I was playing with him. He was in one of the versions of Bon Journey. Now he's got this amazing Styx tribute band called The Best of Times. And absolutely incredible. And he's, you know, the singer and keyboard player. I mean, one of the best musicians I ever played with in the area. He's actually on a couple of those recordings, so it's kind of cool to pull that stuff back in because he was the XDB keyboard player when we went out and did like those Midwest festivals. We did like Rock and Skull, and there's another one called Skull Fest, and there was Wolf Fest, and you know, these other, you know, and then I went out there by myself sometimes, just played the tracks. We did some things in Baltimore, like I mentioned, with when I played with Ripper Owens, the band Ghost of War. I met them down there, joined the band in 2017, and I was actually very busy. We opened up for like LA Guns, and we did like other national shows. Michael Sweet from Striper, he did an acoustic thing. We did it with him, and right now, like the next XTB show is July 23rd at Warrendale with Striper. So, we got, you know, I'm back. It's nice.
All right, so I have a question that I've definitely never asked you.
Okay.
What is the best pizza you've had because you're a musician? So either on your way to a gig, at a gig, or on your way home.
The best pizza?
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of partial to Pizza Marsala, and I don't know why. I like the sauce. I live in Monroeville, so there's also a place called Gateway Grill that actually has incredible pizza. Their calzones are amazing, and that's actually what I prefer.
That's the one with the mini golf, right?
It's right next to the mini golf. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Just that Dennis Miller II, who's, I've popped him up on the screen there.
Rock music is the devil.
That would be my next door neighbor.
Okay. That's awesome.
If you're into watching video game streams, he is Miller Time Gaming on Facebook.
Oh, cool. All right.
There's his 15 seconds. He's eating pizza now.
What pizza are you eating? Let's hear from the expert.
Ah, that's interesting. There's a little bit of a delay. We'll have to wait to see if he responds.
Oh, you know what I meant to tell you? One of the other things I did this year, earlier on in the year that actually kicked off XDB playing again, was a local artist named Greg Mara, who moved out to LA years ago. Do you know Greg?
I know of him.
Okay. He came back and I actually played bass for him. And so I played bass for he did three shows here. And then my solo band opened up. And then we also played with A Common Crown out in Katanning for one of the shows. So that was great because those guys are incredible. Oh, my God. I love that band.
Was that at Wick City Saloon?
That was the one. Yeah.
I haven't been there in a long time, but I love that place.
Yeah. It was at Wick City. I had never actually got to heard Jennifer Craven sing, you know, like, and I mean, her husband Steve plays bass and I love playing bass sometimes. So like, I'm always like watching bass players, you know, and he's got like this great growly tone. I'm like, oh man, how do I get that? Cause mine almost sounded like too gainy, almost like Billy Sheehan's because I mean, you know, naturally I'm a guitar player, so I'm going to gravitate towards that. But I actually like, you know, like that really nice five string tone and stuff like that. So I really enjoyed like watching those guys. They do a great cover of Message in a Bottle from the Police. Love it. You know, really cool.
There's Dennis's answer. Vocelli's garlic chicken spinach.
All right. Spinachi. Yeah, Vocelli's isn't bad. I like that. I gravitate towards Marsala though. It's right not that far from me and pretty good stuff.
That Vocelli's is actually where that question came from.
Really?
Yep. I had a band from Michigan called Vaz hired me to do some photography.
Yeah.
And they were excited because the Club Radioactive was in Katanning was where they were playing. And
oh my God, I remember that place.
And they ordered pizza for the band and they were like head over heels about it. And I was like, listen, Vocelli's is good. I said, but there's so many local places around here like Mel's, which is right up on the hill. And her brother is in local bands. I was like, you know, they could have got you Mel's.
So that
turned into the question, what's the best pizza you've had?
Okay.
Because you're a musician.
Uh-huh. And that is what we eat. That stereotype is absolutely 100% true.
Let's see. Can I hit you with any other ones that I definitely... I mean, it's been a while. I probably have quite a few that you haven't answered for me. Hey, so let's say an apocalyptic event happens and it wipes out almost all the people on Earth.
All right.
And all but one song from every band. So which band or which band, which song that you've written should help repopulate the earth?
Oh my God. You're killing me. What song that I've written? I wrote mostly instrumental. So I don't, I mean, you know, unless people just want like background music to repopulate the earth. You know what? I'm going to hit you with something brand new. I have a new song. It's called I Believe. Okay. And that one is the one I would probably put forth. Okay. And you will be the first one that gets it.
Awesome. I love when that happens.
Yeah. You'll be the first because we're talking about it right now. And it was a really cool inspired song that I had. And it's kind of a love song in a way, you know. And I haven't written anything like that before. Because like the other ones I had one called Dreamgate, which was sort of like a prog metal tune. I had another one called Under Dark and Sky, which is on Guitarcadia.
I have that.
Right. That was a fun song. That's an 8-minute song. So if you're talking about repopulation of the earth and someone can last 8 minutes during that whole song, I mean... I'm going to throw that one at you. It's a good cheesy segue into like new music. So I'm going to say, I Believe would be that one.
So you're leaving a gig.
Yep.
And there is a DeLorean sitting there with its door up and a flux capacitor in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can borrow it and bring it back without anybody knowing because you just bring it back the same exact time. Where are you going in time and what band are you going to hang out with?
What band am I going to? Oh, that's easy. All right. So I'm going to go back in time and I'm going to go hang out with Tobias Forge and Ghost. All right. They're my current favorite band right now. Okay. And I'm just going to just go and say, dude, you're not going to believe what's going to happen here. That's pretty much it. You know, I mean, probably not original, you know, original enough. Or I would go back. Yeah, here's one to stir up controversy. I would go back to the late 80s when Racer X broke up, another one of my favorite bands. And before all those guys took their great gigs and all these other bands, I'd grab them all and say, don't do it. But I mean, you know, the reality would have, you know, as reality would have it, I mean, we, you know, they would eventually, you know, get together and still do gigs once in a while and stuff like that. But I think that would be actually cool to see them in their very meager beginnings and stuff like that, you know? It's kind of funny because I know there's so many people that they say, well, Kiss is my favorite band, you know, and that's great. You know, yeah, they've changed a ton through the years naturally, but you know, there's still a formula there, you know? And I think I always gravitated towards maybe something new. Like I love Kiss as a band, you know, but like, you know, Dream Theater, like when Dream Theater came along, I was like, well, that's my favorite group, you know? And it wasn't just because they were all like super shredders in the band. They wrote great songs, I thought, you know, and, you know, so on down the line. And then I thought things had gotten kind of stale until like, it was like about 6 or 7 years ago, somebody turned me on to Ghost. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. You know, it sounds like, you know, a heavier version of Duran Duran with, you know, scary faces. That's about it, you know? So yeah, I'd probably go back and say, okay, you know what? Just keep on keeping on. You know, you're eventually going to sell out arenas one day.
Who's your Dave Grohl? In other words, what band do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals?
Are you asking me that because I said Ghost is one of my favorite bands?
No, that's actually.
No, he did that, right?
What's that?
He did that with Ghost.
Who did?
Dave Grohl.
I did not.
He's gone out there as a nameless ghoul.
And Ghost. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I thought that's why you. That's why.
No, there's a whole story behind that. I'll tell it to you off the air.
Oh, all right. Cool. So what band? Oh man, you know what? I'm gonna roll. I got to go with Journey on that one. I would want to be able to just, you know, hey, say, yeah, Neil Sean's thrown up everywhere. Can you play all the songs? And I'd be like, yep. I had a Journey tribute band once. Let's do it. You know. And, you know, I would go out there and I get a lot of crap from people, you know, even my own musicians and stuff like that. My, you know, people I play with, like, I'll play certain guitar solos note for note, the ones that you have to play note for note. But the ones you don't have to play note for note, I'll kind of put my own spin on them and stuff like that. But I would do all the Journey ones just as they are. I keep that promise to the band. But that would be, oh my God, I'd love that.
So Metallica has played in Antarctica. Mm-hmm. Kiss has played in the ocean to sharks. What non-standard venue would you like to play at?
Non-standard venue. That is great. I guess it would probably be really out of line to say, like, when that new version of the Titanic they're building is going to take the maiden voyage. That'd be kind of... No, I think a non-standard venue. That is really cool. That's a great question. I would want to say non-standard. I'm not going to take too long to think about this. That's going to be kind of hard. Okay, you know what? I think it would be kind of neat to play. I'm a Greek boy, right? So the Parthenon, didn't Iced Earth do that, a live in Athens thing? That would be amazing, I think, just because the views and all that stuff, I think that would be really cool.
So Dennis posed a question.
All right.
If you were asked to go on stage with Ozzy and he asked you to bite the head off a bat with him and he would let you join the band, would you do it?
No. No, not going to harm an animal to join the band. I don't need to do that. You know, if it was a rubber bat, sure. But wasn't that always like a fake thing with him though? He never bit the head off a bat. He bit the head off of a dove, didn't he?
I think so.
Wasn't that what it was? Okay, yeah. But somebody said bat one time, and you know, no, I wouldn't do that. I would just hope that he'd say, okay, you don't have to do that. You can join the band. But you know, then again, Ozzy and I would definitely clash, because have you ever, you know, like a lot of the, you know, like the shredders, you know, you want to call them that. We use like the neck pickup on the guitar a lot for that Yngwie-ish type of tone. You know, he hates that. I read so many interviews where, you know, he just hated the sound of that front pickup. So a lot of guitar players that played with him usually had like just a bridge pickup on their guitars or something like that. Like I know Jakey Lee, you know, I mean, he might've had like a single coil pickup in the neck, but he was, you know, everything, the rhythm and the solo and all that stuff was always on like one pickup. It was very, you know, I don't want to say monotone, but it was still very dynamic. You know, it just, I think, you know, like I'm very comfortable in that neck pickup, you know, setting. But I mean, you know, for the right gig, I mean, I'd change.
If I was driving your tour bus one day, you don't want to let me do that. But if I was.
Okay.
What would we be listening to in between stops?
In between stops from venue to venue, I mean, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. My playlist is so unbelievably diverse. You'd be surprised. You know, I saw that right there. You look real rough the way that happened. But yeah, my playlist is unbelievably diverse. I listen to, like when I'm working to do my software thing and I have background music on, I'm actually listening to movie scores, believe it or not. And that really hasn't changed much. I think about when we talked, you know, almost 10 years ago, it was like the same exact thing. I mean, like I like that composer, you know, style of instrumental, you know, in the background, like, you know, there's really cool, you know, epic sounding, you know, instrumentals and stuff like that. That would be one of them. You'd probably, you know, you'd hear like the bands I mentioned, you know, I still listen to those bands, you know, like I like every version of pop from the 70s on up, like, you know, pop music and stuff, you know, ABBA, huge ABBA fan. But other bands like the Killers and Keane and these other really cool groups that have like a, almost like a retro sound kind of, and you know, naturally you'd hear plenty of, you know, 80s hard rock. I mean, there's days that I'll put something on and I'm like, wow, I forgot how really cool that song is. Or, you know, how good that one is. I got into this awesome debate with somebody about like the, you know, the 80s power ballads, and they were, it was funny because I was joking around saying that they were a basic bitch about, you know, about them, because they were like, they were picking like all like, you know, Is This Love from Whitesnake and all that stuff. It's a great song. Don't get me wrong. I love that tune, But there were so many songs from so many bands that just were not as recognized. You know what I mean? So you'd probably hear, as a tour bus driver, you'd hear a lot of deep cuts too. You know, the songs that weren't on the radio.
What's one song that you wish you would have written?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Are you saying for the sake of the fame of it, or for the musical integrity of it? Quick, just you know, curious.
Either way, it's
you know, either way.
What's a song that you wish you would have written?
I wish I would have written Lifting Shadows Off a Dream from Dream Theater. You know, kind of a well-known song. I love the tune, though. It's still one of my go-tos on my playlist, you know. I have a playlist on my phone. It's kind of funny. It says I just drop it. I have a playlist on my phone that it's just called Do Not Forward, or Do Not Fast Forward is what it says. You know, and it's and like when you go to that list, there's like it's maybe like only like 35 songs. But there's songs that I would never like say, I don't want to listen to this one today. You know what I mean? And that's like one of them on there. And every time I hear it, I just get these chills from it. I wish I would have written it. For the fame part of it, I probably wish I would have written, you know, Any Way You Want It from Journey. I still love that song. It's such a great hook and such a fun tune, you know.
That's the song that you have to sing when it comes on.
Every time. And the funny part about it is, I'm such a dork, you know, when it comes to like, you know, the musicality of like all these things. And I've spent the better part of my, you know, what background singing, you know, when I'm on stage with a band and I'm not singing, if I'm doing background vocals, I spent the better part, always doing harmonies. Right. And I can do, you know, high or low or anything like that. And every band has unique harmonies. Some of them are pretty predictable. Some of them, you know, not so much. Journeys are very unique. And whenever Any Way You Want It's on, I'm like singing along with it. But when it first starts, I'll do the low harmonies, and then the next chorus comes on, I'm doing the high harmony and stuff like that. So like, I don't know, but yeah, I wish I would have written that song. Because that was probably my first favorite song, and it was all due to Caddyshack. It was so funny. I was, you know, 11 years old. I wasn't allowed to be watching that movie because it was rated R. My parents were kind of strict about that stuff way back in the day, and that scene when he, so let's dance. And he hits it. And it's Any Way You Want It. I was just like, that was my first, like, oh man, I really like this song. And yeah, so probably that one.
Okay. Let's go with one more question and I'll let you head out for the evening.
No problem.
You mentioned a couple shows that are coming up. Mm-hmm. Where else can people see you play?
Okay. Well, right now, so we have the Butler Rib Fest with Exit the Arena on the 27th. There is, we're doing the Claridge Fair out in Claridge, of course. And myself and my drummer for Gods of Aliens, Chris Batten, I think we're running sound for that pretty much that whole show. We'll be playing on the last day with Chain Reaction. There's other, you know, great bands that are playing there too. We actually have to get a list of all the bands because we need to contact them and ask them what they want us to do. As far as sound goes. So we'll be playing there on July 3rd with that band. And then we've got Exit the Arena is back at Edgewood Winery in September and November. We're also at JB's Roadhouse, I believe, in August. XDB is with Striper on the, like I said, on the 23rd of April. Or April, my God. 23rd of July in Jurgles and Warrendale. And then as far as where else you could see me, I'm going to start, I started to do things with another YouTube channel, and I'm going to start doing some other, it's going to be a different channel, you know, not like, hey, I'm going to, you know, film myself 5 minutes of, you know, wanking on the guitar or playing to a, backing track or something like that. I'm going to do some things where, I'm going to talk about gear more, you know, like, because I am such a huge gearhead and I get really into the details. So I'm going to put up a new YouTube channel with that. And I'll be just, you know, talking about that and maybe some, you know, solo work. you know, just dissecting some songs that, you know, the other 1,000 guitar players out there are, you know, are not doing, you know, something a little bit different, you know. So that's that'll be pretty much where, you know, you'll be able to find me. And I'm going to link it all to the website, which, you know, goes off to Facebook and everywhere else. And websites have kind of come back, you know, in vogue again, I think, because I think everyone likes, you know, one place to go, you know, and hit their, you know, to get their content. You know, I think with all the social media and stuff, it can be overwhelming. If you just have one place where you can just, you know, see it all, it's better that way, I think.
All right, so I'm going to let Dennis ask you one more question. And then
that's we'll play. Out. Yeah. No, that's all good. I still got time. I'm good.
He said, would you rather it be last year where you weren't allowed to go 5 miles due to COVID or be here in 2022 where you can't afford to go 5 miles due to gas prices?
That's a great question. No, I'm going to go with 2022. You got to adapt. You know, I work hard, and I mean, I don't complain about putting gas in my car. I'm very fortunate to be able to do that. So as far as that goes, I probably wouldn't change anything, you know, as far as in 2020 and 2021 with, you know, not being able to go anywhere, that sucked. I couldn't deal with it.
I'll give you one more.
Oh yeah, that's cool. You can make it awkward. It's all good.
This is a hard one. If you were going to manage a band, full of musicians from the scene that you play in, who would be in your band? Like, you can handpick them.
Oh my God. Wow.
But man, they can't be in your current bands.
They can't. Oh, come on. You're killing me. You know, shame on me for not knowing enough, you know, like of certain, you know what I mean? Like of certain, bands and stuff. I mean, what I mean when I say that is I had been out of it for so long. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know who's who, you know? And, it would be so hard to, you know, not to use people I play with now. Well, I you know, let's just go for, like, you know, Pittsburgh's rock star, you know, Matt Ferrante. You know, he's going to be the drummer, right? He's a drummer for everybody else.
He is. You know?
And we don't play together. So he's got to be the drummer.
He liked this video. I don't know if he's watching or not right now, but he did like it.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, Matt is you know, he's a hell of a guy, great drummer, you know, and great personality. And I think, yeah, so he'd be, you know, he would be, you know, a good choice. I probably would have to, oh, man, this is going to be so unbelievably hard. How many instruments do we need here? Like, just whatever?
It's your band.
My band. All right, my band. Let me see. It's a bass player. Who don't I play with? I'll give a shout out to my old bassist buddy Ben Bond on that one. He plays for Buck Wild. You know, he was with me and Into the Arena years ago. You know, and so yeah, I mean he's a solid guy. He never listened to me once, so it'd be kind of funny if you told me he had to listen to me. I think it'd be hilarious. Bill says you have to listen to me, Ben. Let me see. Guitar players. Who else? I mean, there's a ton of them out there, which is hilarious because I do have people that actually come and ask me, you know, do I know any other lead guitar players, you know, because they're having a hard time finding them. I don't know why. Like, guitar players used to fall out of trees, you know. So let's see. I'm trying to think. Oh, wait, man. God, you got me on this one. So, you know, when you go to edit this, you can just kind of like do the little Jeopardy theme in the background.
I just cut the silence out.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh man, who else? I don't even know who's who in some of the other guitar players. I don't know their names. That's a problem. Oh, Bill, you're killing me.
Name a band. Maybe I know. Or maybe then we both look bad.
That's even worse, right? I'm just trying to think of like just some of the bands that I've seen. You know, I'll tell you what, there's a guy I actually did play with. I did a couple temporary gigs with, and I can't quite remember the name of the band that he's in right now, but his name's Jonathan Stanley. Do you know him at all?
I know his name.
Yeah, I think it's Seven Fatal Guns or something like that. I think
there is a band called that.
And I think he's in that band. He's a super nice guy, super cool guy.
I took photos of them.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's the guitar player. I think he is now. I think I saw him post something a while back.
I'm going to their Facebook page and see if they have them listed. Yes.
Yeah, he's in. Okay, so he's in that band. He's a really cool guy. I like playing with him. And
I don't think there were two guitarists when I took their photos though. So okay. That may be, I may be safe on that one.
So I would mix it up, and I'm gonna say for the singer / second guitar player, Shelley Duff.
That is mixing it up.
Yep. And I know that all four people that I mentioned come from like different types of bands. So just, you know, kind of get them all in there and like do some, like, you know, like one type of music or something like that. I think that would be like a pretty interesting mix. And then if you're going to add like a keyboard player or something like that, Rob, not is it Knox from, oh God, what the hell is it called? Glitz.
Okay. Yeah.
Rob, yeah. I mean, he's a great keyboard player and a hell of a good singer. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, it's funny because, like I said, I know there's other guitar players, and I'm just drawing a blank on some of the bands and stuff like that. I feel like a terrible person. This is why I'm getting back into the music scene again, so I can, like, meet people. So, yeah, I think that would be my my lineup. I mean, just out of pure fun.
Cool. All right. Well, I want to thank you for hanging out with me on episode 619.
Congratulations on having that many episodes, by the way. That's awesome.
Thank you. For those of you who are watching live, this happens. The episode goes out on every Friday at buildthescene.com.
Without the awkward silence that I have.
Yeah. And you won't be able to see me taking myself off the screen to put more Orajel on my teeth.
Is that what that was? All right.
Yes, but they will be able to see it because the video is below everything.
I hope you feel better, Bill.
It's not working.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. Believe me. Oh, God, I hate the dentist. Hate it.
Anyway, it's been episode number 619. Check us out every Friday at buildascene.com and on all the stations I mentioned at the very beginning of the interview. You're going to hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. When you hear John American Hill Jack Lane telling you how you can subscribe, leave comments, and so forth, you'll know that the episode is ended. That doesn't mean you should leave those stations. They've been supporting me and the musicians that I play. And you never know. You might find your next favorite unsigned and independent artist. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Bill. We'll be right back.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.